Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's time for Hancock and Kelly, but one of the two missing this morning. Michael Kelly joining us this morning, but no John Hancock. The role reversal in this is just startling.
Yeah, and this is what I call the start of a blissful Sunday. Not having to listen to Hancock snort, sniffle, and tell me, Kelly, you don't understand.
Well, let's see if we can do without.
So we're used to visiting with Scott right now, and I know Scott's up in Saratoga.
Oh, Saratoga,
Yeah, and Stu, I have been to Saratoga.
You have.
And it is one of the coolest places you will ever go. It's an old little town like Scott described, and the racetrack is a big part of it. But the restaurants and the old style shops, I mean, they have everything from a haberdashery shop to dress shops. It is a spectacular place. It's no wonder that Scott has taken his vacation there. But even if you're not into horse racing, I really recommend going to Saratoga, dude.
I will put it on my list. I would have never thought that that would be a place that I might spend an anniversary, but you never know. Put it on.
Yeah. Have you, been down to Old Town St. Charles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is it kind of like that?
It's like 10 blocks exactly like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Except for you're in New York and then there's horse racing.
Yeah, everybody talks funny and looks at you. Stuff costs a little bit more. And
taxes.
You have to see Yankee caps everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's rough. That's rough. You're right. Well, Michael, I wanted to get some DNC reaction from you. Some big moments this week?
Oh, man, this was a spectacular week for the Democratic Party. Here's the uniqueness of our conventions. The Republicans had theirs prior to the Olympics, and then the Democrats went. The party that's in the White House always gets to go last. That's the normal order. And really, it's four nights, Stu, where you are able to put out a commercial, set your own narrative. There are no contrarian voices during that 4 hours for four nights. And you get to tell your own story. And the Republicans, I thought, did a really swell job of it until the last night when President Trump took the stage. And really, the first 10, 15 minutes of his speech were fine, and then he just kind of became Donald Trump. Well, we saw the complete opposite over on the Democratic side. We saw a very well-disciplined campaign that had its extremists or those who might be a little bit more controversial. I'm looking at Bernie Sanders, AOC, Elizabeth Warren. Those folks were toeing the party line, and they were on board with Kamala Harris. And then you had Republicans show up. And then Kamala Harris had her coming out party. This is the first real exposure we've had of the vice president since she had become the nominee. And I think she knocked it out of the park, Stu. Now, what happens now is the conventions are over, Labor Day happens, and we sprint to November. And Kamala Harris isn't going to be able to continue to kind of hide from the media and only have a one-sided conversation. She's eventually going to have to sit down and do some press conferences. And I think a lot could ride on how she navigates those. But this is a far different candidate running for president of the United States than we saw 4 years ago.
RFK Jr. taking his hat out of the ring and endorsing Trump. Any thoughts on that?
What a strange dude, man. Besides having maybe the most famous name in the world, and the most famous father and grandfather, boy, the story's there, right? To really be an impactful individual, but something went haywire there, and I don't know. He hops out and he endorses Donald Trump. Interesting decision from Donald Trump to put him on stage, because here's a campaign that's trying to say to America, hey, I'm not weird. We're not weird with what we're talking about. And then you got a bear killer coming into the to the mix. So some bad visuals and some helpful visuals, I guess. But at the end of the day, Stu, it's not going to be impactful in this race. Robert Kennedy never got the traction to be on in all the states. He suspended the campaign. I think the threat of him being the third party spoiler here has dissipated some, and we'll see what the next several months brings us.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that happen. I don't think I've ever seen that happen, where an independent candidate that had just such a big name like that were to back out of a race. Well, what do they say? It's an unprecedented election cycle.
It may be. I'm not the Hancock and Kelly historian because I'm much younger. But if Hancock was on here, I'm sure he could make references to presidential fight that took place in the 1800s where something like this happened. But you're right. In modern time, we haven't seen anything like it. And I don't know. Interesting decisions Robert Kennedy's made. And it's really kind of heartbreaking to watch a family that we all know so well. And to a T, with the exception of his wife, his entire family has turned on him. And it's said he's lost his mind, and that's just sad to watch from a human aspect.
Back to Kamala Harris, that is, with the differencing between the two candidates and Trump and Harris. It may seem obvious to some people, but are there some key issues of the Harris campaign that you'd like to pick out that you like or dislike right now?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think this presidential campaign. And for that matter, it's been a while since we've had a presidential campaign that's really fought on the issues. I think this campaign really comes down to where you're at on Donald Trump. And if this election's about Donald Trump, that's a good place for Kamala Harris to be. Now, what does she do? I think she continues to put out a message of positive hope and change. And that's the message that we saw come out of the convention. Why is that the message she's coming for? Well, we know it's a proven message. We saw what it did for Barack Obama. And the Republican message right now is one of grievance and anger. And so I think that's the main focus. But you're going to hear Kamala Harris really talk a lot about stability and having a president that's in check. I think that's their narrative. But at the end of the day, Stu, I really think this election comes down to Donald Trump. People will be making their choice on whether or not they want Donald Trump. And if he continues on the same trajectory, I don't think it will be a successful outcome for him.
Hope and change for Harris is kind of interesting because the Democrats have been more or less in power for the last 4 years.
Well, they haven't had the House, but you're right. But they also came in the midst of the worst economic downturn ever. The president had to solve the COVID situation. He had to pull out of Afghanistan. He spent the last 4 months essentially cleaning up the party that Donald Trump had. And the change that's coming now is a direct result of the implications of what the Republicans did as it relates to the Supreme Court. So you have a lot of motivation on the Democratic side to bring about that change, the change that Republicans have brought to America. And I know that my friends on the other side of the aisle may not view it that way, but that is the way that the bulk of Democrats view it, and they want to right some of the injustices that have come from the Republicans, particularly as it relates to freedom and women's choice.
How about we play some snooker? I'll be John, and you be Kelly.
Now, listen, I don't know that your head can grow that big, because this guy's head, when you talk snooker, it's about 6 feet wide. And I know you to be a good, humble man, and I can't see you walking into the pool hall sniffing and snorting that and telling me, well, Kelly, I hope you're ready for a thrashing.
You may be right, but you may see a different side of me if I'm playing the role of John Hancock. Okay, Michael, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Stu, fabulous job, man. Love the show on Sunday, and you have filled in marvelously.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Now my head is 6 feet wide. Appreciate it.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.